Longtime friend of the Outdoor Show, president of MUCC, George Lindquist, back in the studio with us this week. And I know you're a busy dude, so I really appreciate you carving some time out.
It's always great to be here, Adam. Thank you.
Well, we're all pretty excited, it sounds like, for this deer season. I've been getting some amazing reports from bow hunters out there. Some have already let an arrow fly and filled a tag. Others are letting a lot of decent bucks go this year.
Yeah, I'm really hopeful this year. I think we're having a great season. You're right. A number of people have been getting bucks already. Starting to get some age classes back to our bucks, and it's really good to see.
Now, you and I were talking off the air a little bit about antler development, which I felt like the reports coming in suggested that there was better than average antler development this past season, based on the fact that many people thought they were getting 3.5-year-old bucks, and it turns out they were 2.5. But you were kind of telling me you think it's going to be even better next year.
Yeah, I think it will be better next year with the amount of acorns we have. And then I was just out yesterday and found like tons and tons of beech nuts, if you go where the beech are. So that bodes well for the eastern UP, which has a lot of beech. Years when we have that hard mass like that, it really makes a difference on the whole overall health of the deer. They go in the winter fatter. They've got better antler development the next year. Just because they're healthy and strong, and it really helps them get through the winter. They still muck on that stuff in the spring when they come out of the yards. Like winters like last year and some of the other tougher winters, they might spend half the summer just trying to gain their body weight back when they could be putting it into antler development. You're right. You know, so it can make a big difference there on just what we get, you know, this time of year.
Wow, that's a great observation, actually. And are you hearing anything from bow hunters right now or just people in the woods about the rut?
It should be ramping up. You know, Halloween's just a couple days away, and that's usually a key time is right around now. And for the next couple of weeks, things will be active. Deer will be active. Things will be moving around. And it's a pretty exciting time of year to be out. And I was out the other day, and just yesterday saw a fresh bear track, pretty good-sized bear. So they're not all denned up yet, still moving around. And I bet they're mucking on these acorns and beech nuts.
Well, yeah. That's an interesting observation. Now, from my understanding, the sows are pretty much all denned up right now. So those are typically just those rogue males that are out there.
Yeah, I believe that because oftentimes that's what I see late in the year and even during rifle season. I'll see a single bear track and they're out and about and bulking up.
Well, is there anything else with deer hunting and the deer herd that you'd like to point out to us before we take a break here?
Well, I just think it's very important that we try to fill these antlerless tags this year in the areas that have them. There may still be tags available. If you go on the DNR website and go dnr.gov deer and look that up and look for leftover antlerless tags, and you know, maybe some opportunity out there yet. And it's important that we fill those tags, see what we can do to possibly control the deer herd in those areas that need it.
Yeah, especially that CWD surveillance zone.
Exactly.
Well, George, I'd like to continue with you and get into some MUCC news. There's a three-bill fishing package that I'd like to kind of talk about a little bit, and then also see what your plans are for this deer season as well and talk a little bit more with you. Enjoy having you in.
Well, thank you, Adam, and I'll be glad to hang around.
All right, president of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, George Lindquist. Sticking around, we'll be back with him, so stay tuned. The Outdoor Show.